This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials now cite intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday, shortly after it took off from a Tehran airport. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Nearly half of the passengers on board were Iranian citizens, and many were Canadians. Asked if the United States could be blamed for provoking an action that killed 176 people, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said no conclusions should be made before a complete investigation determines why the plane crashed.
I think it is too soon to be drawing conclusions or assigning blame or responsibility in whatever proportions. Right now, our focus is on supporting the families that are grieving right across the country and providing what answers we can in a preliminary way, but recognizing that there is going to need to be a full and credible investigation into what exactly happened before we draw any conclusions.
Officials in Tehran on Thursday denied that the plane had been hit by a missile. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House has passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump on Thursday celebrated the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander and mocked Democrats for wanting to advance notice of military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, in his first campaign rally since the drone strike he ordered against Iranian Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani, Mr. Trump said that he took bold and decisive action to save American lives. He also mocked Democrats for criticizing that decision.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
Mr. Trump's comments came after the Democratic-controlled House on Thursday approved a resolution asserting that Mr. Trump must seek approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to travel to Moscow Saturday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This meeting will likely focus on the Iran crisis, with both Germany and Russia calling for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of the general and the retaliatory airstrikes by Tehran on Western military bases in Iraq. The Ukraine conflict is also on the agenda, alongside the future of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline running from Russia to Germany amid strong opposition from the United States. Australian authorities have urged nearly a quarter of a million people to evacuate their homes Friday as soaring temperatures and erratic winds expect to fan deadly bushfires across the east coast. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said at a news conference Friday that high winds and high temperatures make for dangerous conditions.
When you've got such high temperatures and unpredictable wind conditions, you have to brace yourself for new emergencies or new contingencies, and that's why across those risk areas we have in excess of 30 strike teams ready to move into an area if an unexpected fire breaks.
Temperatures are expected to shoot well above 40 degrees Celsius in several parts of Australia Friday, threatening to inflame a bushfire season that has already destroyed nearly 2,000 homes. More than 150 fires remain alight across the country, and authorities fear a southerly shift in winds due later in the day will fan the flames and change the direction of many of the fires. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the continent will be knocking on your doors. And later today on the show, Sierra Leonean rapper based in the UK, Yoki Lollipop, is going to be my guest. So stay tuned for that. And we have lots of messages from our listeners across the continent. So don't go away. I want you to be right where you are. And let's take this musical trip around Africa on disc. Starting off today from Sierra Leone with Willie Mama, Willie J in Sweetie I Bobo. And right after that, let's do it together. The remix by Taviel of Cameroon and Nekata by Flavor of Nigeria. But Sweetie I Bobo is coming up right now by Willie J from Sierra Leone.
Oh, when they finish and forget you. Then they act like say they don't get love. Wow. When they don't, they fly like dogs. Uh-huh. If you say you not baby joy, now you don't need to be a playboy.
Oya le chavano, oya de poco mume.
By Flavor of Nigeria, before the Taviel of Cameroon in Let's Do It Together in the remix, and Sweetie I Bobo by Willie J from Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Don't go away, I'll be back.
Hey, I'm Icy 2 Bangura. Listen to your favorite music show, African Beat, with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And now let's take some messages. Hey, David. I am Linda Chiteze from Salima, Malawi. I want you to know that I love listening to the African Beat. You put the beats on fire. I am the biggest fan of this program out here in Malawi. May you play me any nice song. And yes, definitely I'm going to play you something good, Linda. So I want you to keep listening, okay? And the next message here says, hi, David. I am listening to you from Malawi. My name is Lefani Naliti. Thank you very much. Well, a lot coming from Malawi today. And this one says, hi, everyone. My name is Omoyibo Nelson. I am from Jesse Delta State in Nigeria. I love listening to the African Beat. It's an outstanding and amazing music program. And it's my favorite. Omoyibo, thank you so much. Another message says, enjoying the beats right now, David. I am King Fred Lubinda from Mwamba, central part of Zambia. Well, King Fred, you keep listening, and I'm going to bring you all the best of the best. And now let's take the next song that I'm going to play for all those messages. It's City of Loss, the sound of Eddie Kenzo from Uganda. And when I come back, our guest will be right here, and that is Yoki Lollipop, a Sierra Leonean rapper based in the UK. Let's enjoy Eddie Kenzo right now in City of Loss.
Dancing, dancing, I'm on my mama. I'm on my way.
By Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And so stand by for my guest today, Yoki Lollipop, right on the show.
I'm Isatu Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Today, my guest on the show is Yoki Lollipop. Yoki Lollipop, born in Sierra Leone, now in the UK and visiting the US of A. Welcome to the African Beat, Mr. Yoki Lollipop.
Yeah, African Beat, VOA, African Beat, Mr. David Vandy, African Beat, VOA. I'm live here on the studio, rapper Yoki Lollipop.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's the man we have as our guest today. But Yoki, just a little information we need from you. Let the world know exactly who is Yoki Lollipop.
Back name Ali Yoki, born of Sierra Leone, Kenema, Nongowa. Artist name rapper Yoki Lollipop, residing in the UK. Born Salome Bobo, been a Salome man to the bone.
All right, and you've been in the UK for how long?
I've been in the UK for close to 25, 26 years.
My God, that is like forever. Okay, no problem. When did you start music, or when did it
dawn on you that I can be a musician?
Oh, Mr. Vanny, that's a very interesting question. You know, but as I always tell people, like, I've been a musician from day one. I've been a rapper from day one. So I just felt this is the time for me to share, you know, my knowledge, to share the ability of my wisdom with my people, with my fans, with my nation, with my country and the whole world.
That sounds interesting. And what is the reception like when your music is being played or when you're performing outside? What kind of reception do you get? When people walk up to you, what do they say to you?
Oh, they say, oh, Lollipop, you're a born star. Lollipop, you know, you make us feel so proud of you. Lollipop as a Sierra Leonean, you know what I mean? You make the world to embrace you as a, you know, one of the most loved Sierra Leonean musicians ever.
Okay, now we're going to play one of your songs. Are you titled it, Now You Get the Staff?
Yes,
you know, when you say, Now You Get the Staff, it sounds a little political. Is it? That is the first thought that came to my mind. So tell me about the song.
Well, Mr. Vandy, you know what I mean? Well, the word, Now You Get the Staff. Staff don't have any compartment with a politician lyrics or a politician, you know, doctrine or whatever.
Because I know you are a lover boy. So.
Well, as I say, Mr. Vandy, actually, you know, I mean, staff in this concept means you are in control of your man.
So
yeah,
you've got
your husband.
That,
I mean, yes.
You are in charge.
Yeah, you are in charge.
Like we say in Creole,
yes.
the Mamina power.
Thank you. So literally, you know what I mean? Nangeti man.
All right.
Nangeti hold of your man.
Okay, well, if you're listening out there, this is Yoki Lollipop from the UK, originally from Sierra Leone, now in the US of A. He's my guest today, right on the African Beat in our studios here. And our first song we're going to play from this great man is Now You Get the Staff. Enjoy it, and when we come back, we talk more to our guest.
Yoki Lollipop Kenima.
Hola, 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 hola
Yes, indeed. Now you get the staff. And when you have a staff, you got to hold it real tight. And you don't want to let it go because there are so many people out there who wants to grab that staff.
Oh, too much.
So, Yoki, let me ask you a question. Whose staff are you?
Mr. Vandy, what I'm trying to tell you is like some of these questions I can't answer to you vis-a-vis like where we are, but on the backstage I'll tell you.
But do you realize that you're a public figure, right?
Yeah, of course, but
people,
some things
people have got to know.
Yeah, but some things you don't say public.
All right. And one thing I have noticed when I'm listening to your songs, I see that you sing in the different dialects from Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
You sing in Mende, you sing in Timne, you sing in Creole, you sing in English, you sing in, you know,
In Madingo.
So,
sing in Soso.
How did you learn all of this, my friend? People are getting scared right now.
As I told you, Mr. Vandy, I'm a pure Sierra Leonean. I'm a native of Kenema Nongowa. We are all the riches. We are all, you know, what makes Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone is found. So it's like I grew up in a multicultural area wherein people, we go in search of diamonds. We are from, you know, diamond merchant family, you know what I mean? So by virtue of that, people from all walks of
people
life.
People from all over.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they paved their way there in search of wealth, in search of diamond. Oh, our precious minerals, you know.
Have you ever had the opportunity to hold a diamond?
Oh, yeah. My father was a rich diamond merchant.
Man, you are rich.
Why not?
Can we share some of that? Okay, all right. But I want to thank you for stepping up and making this possible for you to be here today. And I want you to know that I truly appreciate it. But please, whenever you're coming back to the U.S., you got to let African Beat know because we want to talk more to you and we want to put you live on our TV. Come on now.
Okay. I will always do that, Mr. Van, because, you know, I'll be very grateful to you and most particularly the VOH, you know what I mean? You know, the hospitality, the host, the morale you've given me today, you know what I mean? It's one in a million.
Yeah.
So I always feel good. I always feel proud and I always feel lovely to come and approach the VOA and African Beat as particular.
Okay.
To be live on the shows again.
Now, before you go, you want to send a message to your fans out there who will be listening to you right now on VOA for the first time?
Yes, of course. You know, one more time, you know what I mean? Bigging up all my fans, national and internationally, you know what I mean? I'm here live with the African Beat host, Mr. David Vandy, you know what I mean? So big up to you all, big up to Sierra Leone Music, big up to Salon Entertainment. Do you have me fumble them? Low put them together, low embrace Salon Music. Salon Music now for we all. We in a Salon man to the bone.
Thank you so very much. And that was our guest for today, Yoki Lollipop from the UK, originally from Sierra Leone. And we're going to close this segment with his Timne song, Bepemi. Bepemi means leave me, right?
Yeah, Bepemi. Bepemi one.
Yeah, that's a Timne song. All right. Well, next time when you come back, we'll talk about that. But for now, let's enjoy the song Bepemi by Yoki Lollipop. From the UK, originally from Sierra Leone. And once again, thanks to our wonderful guest and to our brother, Martin Bakri. Thank you so much for making this interview possible today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, one more time. You must pick up to BOE after a bit.
Come on, Yoki Lollipop. Number one.
Bamba me, want to bamba me. Bamba me, Bamba me, want to Bamba me, Bamba me, want to Bamba me, Taupane, Oyando Taupane, Taupane.
yando bo fatir me, wa fatir me, o yando bo fatir me. Tabu pane, o yando tabu pane, o yando tabu pane. Wa fatir me, o yando bo fatir me, wa fatir me, o yando bo fatir me.
Ota kubeke wante fatir me, osumbo wange wante fatir me. O wakanemi, o matamtam ne, o wakanemi, o matamtam ne, o wakanemi. Come on, Tim there. Go in there. Come on, Tim there.
Voice of America. Are you just joining me? Then it's a very, very pleasant welcome to your super show. Okay, now we're going to take some more messages. And thank you very much again, Yoki Lollipop. And our next message is coming from Ibrahim Mustafa. And Ibrahim writes, good day, Mr. Vandy. I am Ibrahim from Abuja, Nigeria. You are doing an excellent job for our African singers. May God bless you and give you long life. Another message says, hi, I'm Okot Albino of South Sudan's capital. Enjoying your show at my workplace. I love your program African Beat so much, so carry on, please. Another writer here is Malongo Makayula. And Malongo Makayula writes from Majimoto in Tanzania. Together as one until the end of the show. That means I'm going to be with you, David. Thank you very much, Malongo. And this one says, hi, Mr. Vandy. I am Oakley from Ashiaman in Ghana. I really love your tunes. It makes me feel like a proud African. Thank you very much, Oakley. And now let's enjoy some music. We're going to bring you the sound of Igwe Presda, Benda song from Kenya, and he calls this one Hera Bukarao. And right after that, The Big Sea by Miata Fambule of Liberia. And that is corruption that is embedded today in Africa. But we're going to wipe it out. So let's enjoy this too, and we'll be right back.
niera kwai wana mama kata koso niera kwai wana baby jose mkoro wandi nango ani na mama jose mkoro wandi nango atwejo bera mama anie mama baby e olera pera ni mia against women and rape.
light and water, sanitation, health and education, jobs and employment, equal rights and justice, truth and honesty, peace and harmony, nationalism, patriotism,
The Big Corruption by Miata Fambule, the legend from Liberia. And before that was Hera Bukarau by Igwe Presda Bendesong of Kenya. This is the African Beats, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 09.05 and 20.05 Universal Time. And on Saturdays and Sundays at 09.05 straight from South Sudan. African Beats on your radio.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back, and let's take some more messages here. Hi, my name is Ibrahim Yakub from Bauchi State in Nigeria. I am right now enjoying your African beat, David. God bless you and God bless VOA. I like the music, Komankara, that you played from Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. And this one says, hello, David. No one does it better than you on the African beat. Congratulations and keep it up. It was nice hearing your voice again this morning on the African beat. I just want to let you know that I got your back, David. And my name is Jay Negetus Wright from Monrovia, Liberia. Thank you very much, Negetus. And another writer here says, hello, Mr. David Vandy. This is Mr. Zach Dowder from High Level Barracks, Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. I am really enjoying your music. May God give you more strength, more knowledge, and wisdom to see your next level. Amen. And another message says, hello, David. Special greetings to you who performed for us those great and awesome wonders we hear with our ears through your music. Honestly, David, I love your voice so much. Keep it up. Please send my special greetings to my mommy, Prosper, and her husband, who sit at his shop listening to African Beat every day. Thanks. I am John Saleh from High Level opposite Army Barracks, Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thanks to all of you for writing to the show. Don't forget, you can send us your message via email, africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can also send us through our African Beat Facebook page. Check it out. And now let's enjoy some music as we draw to the close. Danse by Askante from La Guinea is coming up. And right after that, Mrs. Wright by Raheem the Weezer. But first, it's Danse with Askante.
Je veux danser,
fais-moi bouger mon âme.
Je veux danser,
danser,
je veux.
j'ai mon amour. So sweet, you do it in not being sweet. Girl, I'm me and you feet. Oh. I could take you to Rome cause you're romantic. Shape like coke and you fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's all like last week. Remember where we been, they play under that sea. Girl, your love is unconditional. Oh. Girl, your love is supernatural. Yo. Cream, I go rub you by me body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, pose for me. Make us spend the money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because nobody love me like you do. Nobody treat me like you do, mama. Nobody love me like you do, mama. Yeah. I love you so. You know me, sis, right? You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, sis, right? You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me. You keep me yak by me. Anytime I see you, I need me to me. Then you keep me bam by me.
Mrs. Wright, Raheem the Wizard, beautiful music on the African beat. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Take you to Rome cause you're romantic. Shape like coke and you're fantastic. I just don't kiss you but it's on it last week. Remember where we've been, they play under
you
that.
You know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Everything's so nice.